growing up, you know, I come from a very loving family, but, you know, the church was not really a part of it. We were a pretty agnostic family. We would go to church on, you know, special occasions, but it wasn't something that was a part of our everyday life. In fact, we were kind of resistant to it. We saw religious people as, you know, some of them grasping onto something we didn't, you know, certainly we didn't understand, and you know, feeling that, you know, maybe they needed something else in their lives that we didn't need. So, you know, when I grew up, you know, I was the same way. I was the exact same way. And until I met my wife, that was really the biggest change that that happened in my life. And she was wonderful enough that I kind of was willing to obligate myself to going to church every Sunday. And I thought she would get over that. And honestly, my first few experiences with church were not very good. You know, we started out at a church at college, and it was, you know, it just didn't have a very real feel. It was college kids putting on a show. You know, they would do their own thing each week, and it just didn't really have much truth or much symbolism to it. It seemed like they were play acting. And then our, you know, the second experience wasn't a whole lot better. We went to another church, and there was, you know, there was a lot of politics, and it was kind of, it seemed very hypocritical. There was a lot of play acting again, and just didn't seem to have much emotion or much feeling to it. That didn't change until for a long, long time, until we had three kids. And you know, we heard about this place from the Burns, called Harbor, and it was at the Y, which I thought was really cool. You know, I thought, okay, so everybody will go to church, and then I'll sneak off halfway through and go work out in the back. Didn't happen. I also liked the fact that, you know, it was at the Y, because I thought it was a really, really young church, so maybe they would, you know, be doing something different or something, you know, because it's a small church, of course. No, it wasn't. I found it was, my expectations were completely wrong. You know, when I showed up at Harbor, what really surprised me was how big you guys are. I mean, honestly, I was really surprised that it had a, you know, real set organization, even though it was at, you know, staged at the Y. Also, what I loved about it was it kind of reflected that Y value that I really enjoyed. I had started going to the Y recently, and what you like about the Y and what carries through to Harbor is kind of this aspirational need, this kind of need to attract people and recognize people for where they are and who they are. And I think that's kind of something that I've mentioned to Jeff that I think makes, you know, is almost a Harbor brand. You know, that you guys can, even though you've grown to a size where you're pretty big, you're still aspirational. You're still reaching out to people, seeing where people are. And, you know, inclusiveness, acceptance, kind of those are the, you know, those are the buzzwords. And that carries through kind of to the, you know, to the regular service. You know, we'd get the Jeff, as he calls it, the ADD moments, you know, where you're, hey, I see you back there. And as funny as that is, it's meaningful. You're reaching out to somebody that, you know, you see them. You see where they are. You're going for who they are. You know, it's the kind of we see you and you make us happy idea. So in my own life, I started enjoying coming to Harbor more and more. But then the floor fell out on me. As many of you know, I after 16 years, I lost my job. And that was a huge challenge for me. I had, at the time, I had really, you know, four pillars in my life. I was a husband, I was a father, I guess it would be three, and I was a breadwinner. And for a long, long time, I wasn't. And that was a huge challenge to me. And what I found happen is Harbor reached out to me. And this became my favorite day of the week. As I was telling Jeff, it became a refuge. I get to, you know, you guys cared about how I was doing and how things in my life were. And at the same time, it kind of bled over through happenstance that at Christmas time, we got a chance to sing with the choir, and I kind of reconnected with the, you know, all the members on the church group, and kind of found a, you know, a little second home, a little second refuge to come to. And at the same time, Jeff and the group were reaching out to me as well to exercise my own faith and reach into kind of a deeper understanding beyond just a refuge of the personal church to more of the church at large and more of kind of true Christian religion. At one point you gave me the Timothy Keller's book, and it challenged me. You know, it legitimately challenged me to think through, you know, what were my natural questions and natural, resistance. And it reached me, much as you guys did. I'm happy to say today I have a faith, as small as it is. It also taught me that you don't have to be a completed Christian. Nobody's all the way there. Faith has questions, and that's okay. And that's okay for me, and where I'm at now, things have gotten so much better for me, except for not being down here and going to my home church, and I hope you guys still consider this my church. I do. I haven't found another church that does what you guys do, and you should be proud of what you do and continue to reach out to others and be the home that I found and that I'm looking for again. So thank you guys so very much.